What's going on? We back, Drip Talk. We out here in California, sun shining. That's how we gonna do it today. We have a special guest in the building. It's basically my one and only lovely sister Eve, and I'm very happy to have her on today.
What's up?
It's my first interview on Drip Talk. I had to do it. So we talk about music today. Yeah. How do you feel about people blowing up on Instagram by having a certain amount of followers but actually doing nothing? Actually doing nothing.
It's annoying, like, because we talk about it and we laugh about it. Mm. It's annoying, but I guess it's just the way that things are right now. It's right. The same thing, like, on YouTube. Like, mm-hmm. These people, I just don't get the whole kind of, like, these YouTubers that right. really don't
I'm
be
influencer. I'm influencer. I'm an influencer. Like, I was just talking about that on my Instagram with Drip Talk. Like,
yeah,
what did you do?
Like, it's just funny. It's annoying. All these titles, but I don't really understand what people be doing.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it's the way things move, right? Yeah. Like, things change, and, you know, I don't know.
People are just saying anything just to, basically, people are doing anything on Instagram just to make it.
Just to try to win.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't have no,
and
like,
pretending. Yeah, that's pretending. The one thing I don't like. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't like, I think a lot of people on Instagram definitely edit their lives to be perfect
right.
instead of showing other things or sharing other things. Like, right. life is not a perfect
or
thing.
Or repeating what the next man is doing.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely. There's a lot of followers.
Repetitive people, right.
And followers in the sense of trying to follow what the next person is doing.
Right.
It's a lot of clones. Mm-hmm. A lot of people trying to be clones. I don't understand what happened to people just being unique. Like, right. what happened to being excited about being exactly who you were meant to be?
Right.
Like, you can't be nobody else.
Yeah.
Everybody else is taken. It's an old saying. Be yourself because everybody else is taking something
right.
like that. And that's the truth. Like,
yeah.
we all born as we're born.
To be the same, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We supposed to be, what you give to the world is your uniqueness. That's
right.
why you are here.
Right.
But people are excited about being clones. Like, especially a lot of girls.
Well,
like,
if he can do it, I can do it. I'm going to do it too.
I mean, you can. Like, so what instance is like, all right, if you see somebody, like, doing something amazing,
right.
of course you can do it too.
Uh-huh.
But you should want to do it in the way that you are supposed to do it. Not
right.
the way that person did it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you shouldn't want to be that person.
Right.
You should look at it as, look at it as, like, inspiration.
Right.
Don't look at it as, don't try to copy that person.
Though. Exactly. Do your own thing.
Do your own thing.
Like, yeah. have your own vision.
Exactly.
That's what I was saying too, like, I don't know, like, now you can get a lot of followers, like, even if you have 50,000, 60,000, you can get endorsement deals and all types of things,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, okay, they just doing it for the money, but not the passion of, like, okay, I see you doing Instagram, but what else you going to take from your following to do something else? Like,
right.
you stay on that same format,
right.
program.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, that goes with that, and, like, and a new artist coming up, too. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, the new artist coming up, everybody don't have the same. What you feel about that? New artist coming up with the.
It's not too many artists that I like.
Same name.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were talking about that too.
I've been on that too. Lil Guapo or Lil Soap, Lil Dope.
Wait, you said something about too.
Lil Coke, what did I say?
Yo Boy.
Yo Boy, like, Young Boy. Yeah, my name Young Boy.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. Some of that is just so hilarious. Like, I can't even take some of these people serious without. We got Cousin Takiya up
Cousin
on the
Takiya
roof.
Up there.
But yeah, we was talking about that. I mean, I don't know. Some of these people, it's just. That's another thing to me that falls in the same category as
right.
not being unique.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not being different. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand why everybody wants to be like everybody else. I just don't get it.
Or they just stay, like, I feel as though when I be seeing them too, like I see different rappers, like, okay, they young too. Like, they 18, like, 19, 20 years old. And then, like, when they get signed to labels or whatever, Atlantic can be any label. Like,
yeah.
I feel as though they don't be having their peoples with them. Like, they don't have no aunties or nothing. They just go by themselves and just do what they do, or
right.
they don't know what they signing, or they don't know what they getting into. They,
but that's true. I mean, that was like that with me. I felt I'm lucky because you know how our mom.
No, I'm saying, but it's worse now.
It's way worse now. It's way worse now. But I think that's how it is when you're young. You kind of just like excited to get signed.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And
yeah.
and ain't nobody.
But you
really
gotta be careful
you
though. That's what I'm saying.
Ain't
nobody telling
careful.
Them. That's what I'm trying to say. Like they get into that, and then you might see them for 5 or 6 years, but after that, like. Like,
yeah.
there's certain ones that's in the game that had that background. Like, that's why I look at interviews, like, Breakfast Club or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, Migos, I like the Migos because they got the old heads. You got Pig, you got the Coach K. Like, they're OGs that tell them how they was talking about taxes. Like, they pay their taxes and everything. That's why they get
cars.
That's
what you're supposed to do. That's good.
It's an example of, like,
but that's good. That's good that they have people that actually can tell them. Because even with me, in my situation, like, when I was younger, when you have a manager or you have, like, a business manager who the accountant, basically, that's supposed to pay your bills, you just assume that these people know better than you, and you assume that they have your best interest at heart, and a lot of times people don't. So if you're not checking in on your own stuff, or you don't have a person that you trust checking in on your stuff, people can take your money,
right?
Or you could be spending money.
I feel as though labels should have
happening.
Like little mentors, like labels,
no, labels
should have,
don't
like,
care.
I know what I'm saying, but they should have a little mentor office section where, okay, not A&R, but really a person that they'll guide you, like, as your like I say, peer or whatever.
Yeah.
But not force you, like, not tell you what to do.
Right. But just help
show
you.
Show you, help you, and, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's a great idea.
Your mistakes.
But it also got to be that people are willing to listen.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing. Like, I think a lot of...
They got homies with them.
Right. Right. And, I mean, but that's normal. Yeah, it's definitely normal. Is normal. When you young, you moving through, you want to move through with your people. Like, you want to bring your whole crew, like...
Yeah.
So I get it. But at the same time, I do agree with you that there should be
some type of mentorship.
Yeah, I won't even call it mentorship, but
even
if
it don't have to be mandatory, it's just there.
Right.
So if they're ready to go to that person, specifically, you know, they're going through that problems or whatever, they're losing money or spending money or whatever it is.
Right.
They can go to them, like, okay, we got to get back on track or whatever. But,
no, I agree. Yeah. I like the idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
How you feel, Boo? You've been out here for
good.
Like a week.
I've been out here for
a month.
Out here for a month.
Almost a month, yeah. It's been good.
Yeah.
And it's been good. We got time to hang out. We don't get time to hang out all the time. Yeah.
So I've been out here. I've been out by myself. Yeah, you can ask, you know, my sis.
Yeah.
I just been out here just, you know.
You always be doing your own thing.
I know,
thing,
networking.
Networking, making music.
Making music. So I'm always, you know.
But we gotta get this podcast. This podcast is dope. I'm excited about the
first episode, you guys.
First
so look,
episode,
I'm taking
interview.
Taking call-ins. Yeah. You know, y'all can call up, give me a shout out. You know what I'm saying? My Instagram is at @DAREAL Rari. RARRI, the real Rari. And you know Eve is
The real Eve.
Yep. So you should know.
With a
that. T-H-E. Call in. I give you a shout out. I retweet. I am on Apple Music. I mean, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. And stuff like that. So, Drip Talk, you mean?
Yeah.